The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Sadi Al, today's Daf is being studied, and Rishwat of Rambin Esther, Ruah Hashem to Hanabag and Eden Amen. Today's Daf is being studied, and Rifuah Shinema Dina Bat Sara, Enna Rifanada. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. The question was asked by the door by the Caesar to Yeshua. He asked him the question. I believe that there's going to be Tal Tabati, but how? Do people turn into afar when they die? They turn into dust, to earth. How could God resurrect earth? So the Gemara says, the Birbish Mayantara Kavahomen with Lizzy Hukit, I can only Kavahom from glass. Mak Lizzy Hukit, Chamalan Berua. How does glass happen? The potter or the glass, the glazier, he blows into it, right? With his air into the glass to form it. Shbirua Pasar Badam, Nishbiru, and if the glass breaks, Yeshem Takana. You can fix it. You can fix it. You just heat it down again and you do it again. Basar v'adam shebiru choshen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Human beings, they're created from the wind of God. God blows into the Adam. So if you can fix a glass that has the wind of man in him, certainly God could fix a human being that broke, that died, because he has the Spirit of God in him. Ala hat kama v'kama odom oso. Amadeu minad Rabbi Ami. So there are certain mean told Rabbi Ami. Amritu d'shech v'chayeh. There's no problem. You say that the dead are going to be living. V'avu afra, but they turn into afar. V'afar mi kahayeh. And can afar be resurrected? Amar em shulecha mashalim adavardim. I'll give you an example. What is this analogous to? The melech basar v'adam shawal abadav. Like a king that told the servants, lechu ubnu li palterin gidolim memkom she'en ma'im v'afar. Go build me a palace in a place where there's no water and there's no afar, there's no dirt, so you can't make cement. How are they going to build a building? So what do? Halchu banu oto. They went, they imported bricks from somewhere else, and they built it in that place over there. Liyamin naflu. Days after that, it came apart, fell down. Amalim hazru ubanu oto mkom sheyesh afar umayim. Go now, build it in a place where there is afar and there is mayim. Amru lo en anu yichodim. We can't. Ka'as alehim. V'amalim bimkom sheyen mayim v'afar benitem. Achshav sheyesh mayim v'afar al ad kama v'kama. Which means you were able to build in a place where there was no afar and mayim. Correct? Now that you have a place where there's afar and mayim, alahat kama v'kama, you know that you could do it now? So Kadosh Baruch Hu Rashi says, V'hachi namei Kadosh Baruch Hu yotzer et ha'adam metipa ketana. Like we learned, God creates man originally from only water. So if God creates man when there's only water, certainly now when you have afar, which is more durable than the water, certainly he'd be able to resurrect the dead. If you could build with water alone, certainly you could build with afar. If you don't believe what I'm saying, say the bikah. Go to the bikah, to the valley, you'll see there's an animal. There's a certain mouse. It's born half flesh, and the other half of the body is still afar. It's still dirt. Then it develops, and all of a sudden the whole body turns into basar. So you can see even in this world that dirt can turn into flesh. So it says, oh, maybe they say, yeah, after hundreds and hundreds of years. We're talking about God's going to make the resurrection immediately. So it says, go to the mountain. Go to the mountain, you'll see. There's a certain type of fish they call it halazon. You'll see one halazon. Lemachal yaduge shamim. Tomorrow you'll see it rain. Venitbale kulo halazonot. All of a sudden the halazon is able to multiply immediately. What is that? That's what some opinions say, and that's referring to that. That she says, Hayom matchil lebrov latzim min afar. She's today one halazon comes out of the afar. Ulmachar ma'alek eshu lebra and v'shem atomar lezman meruba. שאותו שרץ אינו נובע לאלתר, אלא זמן מרובע, שבוע שבועיים, ותסמו שרץ ברוך הוא לחיי מתים לפי שעה, which maybe they tell me that God cannot resurrect the dead immediately. Maybe it takes a week or 2 weeks. Halazon, as she says, תולעת שיוצא מן הים אחד לשביל שרצי, type of fish or a worm that comes out once every 70 years. וצבעים בדמו תחלת. and they use it to tichenet of the sisid. Initially, you only see one. What happens? All of a sudden, the whole mountain fills with chalazonot. So you see, they're able to populate even overnight, which means immediately. Okay, who's Gibeah bin Pesisa? That was the guy's name. Why they call him Gibeah bin Pesisa? He was a hunchback. Gibeah is a hunchback. So then what happened? The mean told this guy, Gibeah bin Pesisa, Vailechon Hayava, you are Resha'im. Woe to you, Resha'im. The mean is calling Gibeah bin Pesisa Rasha. The Amritun Mitu Hayin. You say that the dead are going to live. So it says, "De hayin mete, de mete hayin." If the living die, you think the dead are going to live? Even the living die. So how do you tell me the dead are going to live? That was his question. Amale vaylechon hayabaya. You are reshaim. Vote to you reshaim. De amritun mete lo hayin. Because you say the dead are not going to live. De lo avu haye. De have haye lo kol shekem. The ones that did not have life yet, before they were born, they had life, they get life. So the ones that had life already, well, also they could have life once again. It's good. Amar leh, so he told him, Hayava karitli, you called me a rasha? The mean tells the Gibeah, you called me a rasha? Ika amina be'itna bach. If I come up to the resurrection, meaning he's laughing, if I ever come up to Tata Metim, I'm going to kick you. I'm going to take away your hunchbackness. Sounds like he was trying to tell him in the remote possibility that I'll come back and I'll break your back and fix you. So he answered back very calmly. If you could fix my hunchbackness, I will call you the expert doctor. And I will give you a lot of reward for that. That's very hard to do that. Tell the banan. On the 24th day of Nisan, it netilu dimusnae miyuda mirushalayim, which means the enemies that were coming after Yehuda and Yerushalayim, they turned back. Which means the Rashi says orerin, the claimants, baale Hamas, the people that were coming to collect taxes and things like that. They wanted to take a portion of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Miracle happened. On the 24th of Nisan, they made a U-turn. Why? When the people of Africa, Ladun in Israel, they claimed, they had a claim to Alexander Mokedon that part of Israel belongs to them. Amrulo Eres Kena Anchelanui. Eres Kenan belongs to us, the African said. Dichtiv, Eres Kenan Ligbunoteha. It says, the land of Kenan with all its borders, Uchna an Abuhon Danu Inche. And our father is Kenan. The Africans come from Kenan. That's from Noah. It says Kenan. Ham, Kenan, that's the Africans. So the land belongs to us. It's called Eres Kenan. Hava Amar Lehu. Okay, Hava Amar Lehu. Gibeah bin Pesisa al-Hakamim. So Gibeah was over there. The same guy, the hunchback guy. Tenu li lishud ve'elich ve'adun imam. Let me answer them. Lefne Alexandros Mokedon. Im yinatzchuni. If they beat me in the argument. Imru hidyot. Shavnu. Shebanu netzachdem. You'll be able to say, the fool amongst us was beaten by the Kenani, no problem. If I lose, you can tell me the hidyot lost the argument. But if I beat them in the argument, Emru lahem Torat Moshe nitzachatchem. You can say, no, I'm not taking credit for the argument. You'll say that the Torah of Moshe was able to answer and make a victory. So they gave permission, he went. He said, are you people from Kenan? Where are you bringing an ayah that Eretz Israel belongs to you? Amru lahem la Torah. We quoted you Pesukim in the Torah. So, the Torah. Amadehem, Af ani lo avi lechem raya elam la Torah. Good. I'm going to bring you a raya from the Torah, the same place where you brought. Shneemar vayomer arur Kenaan. It says in the same book, Kenaan is cursed. Eved avadim yeyel le'achav. He will be a slave to his brothers. Eved shekana nechassim, Eved debi venechassim lemi. An Eved that has assets. Who do the assets belong to? To the master. So it's like, even if Canaan, even if the land belongs to you, you're our Eved. Thank you very much. The land goes back to us. Not only that, hey, you owe us. Many years you didn't work for us. If you're supposed to be our slaves, you've been delinquent for many years. So Alexander Mokedon told the Kanaanim, okay, the Africans, answer the rabbi, he's saying a good claim. Give us 3 days to get the answer. 3 days passed, they couldn't answer. Miyad barhu, they ran for their lives. They left their fields when they were still planted, and their vineyards all are planted with grapes already. Miracle. That year was the Shemitah year. And the Jewish people didn't have any food. When they left, we were able to go into those fields that were planted by the Goyim, and we were able to benefit from all the foods that were there. Shuf, Pama, Adbao, Benim, Mislaim. Ladun, Im, Israel, Ifne, Alexandros, Mokedon. The people of Mislaim came in front of Alexander Mokedon. Amnulo, Hareu Omer, Vashem, Natanet, Hainaran, Benim, Mislaim, Vayashilum. So the Jewish people on the way out, they borrowed all of our Kelim, our vessels, Tenu danu kesef v'zav shenatatem, and we want it back. You borrowed it, you never gave it to us back. The Jews owe us. Amad yiviyah ben pesisa lachamim, Tenu di lishut v'elech v'adun imahem, mefne Alexandros, im yinatzchuni, imru lahem, hediot shebanu nitzachtem. V'mani yinatzeh otam, imru lahem torat Moshe Rabbeinu nitzachtem. Same thing. If I lose, you tell them the hediot lost the argument. If I win, you say the torat Moshe Rabbeinu etzed them. And I'm going to tell them, go. Where are you bringing the ayah that we owe you money? The Torah. Good, I'll bring the Torah also. Shneimar. How long were the Jewish people in Egypt for? 430 years we were slaves. You owe us wages. Schar avoda shishim ribo of 600,000 people shishavtim b'masayim shloshim shav arba motzli. You owe us back pay for 600,000 people to pay us for 430 years. Amalein Alexandros Mokedon. I mean, you're claiming we owe you money. Yeah, you pay us first, and we'll pay you back whatever the money we owe you for the few trinkets that we took out when we came out of Egypt. Amalein Alexandros Mokedon. Azil lem teshuva. Give him an answer. Amalot tenu lanu zman shloshei yamim. Again, we need 3 days. Natan lem zman. Badku velo matzu teshuva miyad henichu sadotehem kesheen zeruot vechalbehem kesheen netuot ubarhu. Same story, they left their fields and they ran. Veota shana shivaita ita, same thing, that was the Shemitah, so they people were able to benefit. Veshuv pa'am achat ba'u b'nei Yishma'el u'b'nei Ketorah l'adonim Yisrael, the children of Yishma'el and the children of Ketorah, they came in front of the Jewish people. Afnei Alexandros Mokedon v'amru lo eres kenat shelanu v'shulakem. Listen, we don't say the whole land belongs to us, but part of the land belongs to us. We get a piece of it. Dichtiv, the ele todot Yishma'el ben Abraham. The pasuk clearly says Yishma'el was the son of Abraham. Uchtiv ele todot Yitzchak ben Abraham. So just like Yitzchak is ben Abraham, Yishma'el is ben Abraham. Amalem giviha ben pesisa. Lachem imtenu li lishut ve'elech ve'adun imahem. Afnei Alexandros Mokedon. Im yinatzchuni amnu hejot shebanu nesachtem. Ve'im ani yinase otam amnu lahem tunat Moshe Rabbeinu nitzachatchem. Natud lirishut. Halach ve'dan imahem. He went. Amalem, eich anatem mevim la'ayah. Where do you bring an ayah? Amalem, la Torah. Abraham, if any of you are here, I will get also the Torah. The Shneimar, and he did Abraham with all the shit. Only Yitzchak, God gave everything. Abraham gave everything that he had to Yitzchak. But if there are pilagshima shit, Abraham and to those children from Ketorah, Natan Abraham matanot, he gave them gifts. Ab shenatan agitan lebanav behayav, a father that gave out his will in his lifetime. He clearly delineated: you get this, or you get that. And he sent this son away from that son. Because it says he sent him to the Far East. It says he sent him to Eretz Kedem. The Torah clearly says Abraham didn't do what he did when he was alive. How could you contest the will?
No will.
He gave his no will. He gave it to when he was alive. And that was a matanah mechayim. Exactly. My matanot, the matanot that he gave the bnei pelegim, amad yibia, but Abba melamed shemasalim shem tumah. He gave over them shemot of tumah, of witchcraft. It's machlok exactly. How can he give them witchcraft? Witchcraft is asur. Some say he gave them the shem tumah because he was going to send them to the Far East. and the Far East has a lot of witchcraft. So he wanted it, he didn't want his children to go after the Avodah Zarah. So he had to teach them the laws of witchcraft and give them Shem Tumah, so they'll be able to prove that what they're doing over there is not legitimate, it's only from the Tumah. Amadehu Antoninus Rabbi. Okay, Antoninus, who was Marcus Aurelius, who was a friend of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was Goy, Roman Goy, he asked Rabbeinu HaKadosh a question. Gufu Neshama Yechudim Leftor Atzma Menadim. Listen, the Guf and the Neshama of a person, between the Guf and the Neshama, they're able to exonerate a person from the judgment of Gehinnom. Why? Kitzat Guf Omer, the Guf can blame it on the Neshama. Neshama Hatat. It's the Neshama's fault. What's the proof of the Guf? Shemiyom Shepersha Memeni, once the Neshama left me, Harini Mutal Ikeben Domen Bekeber. I didn't make one sin. So you see, it's not my fault, it's the Neshama's fault. The Neshama Omer, the Neshama can say, Guf Hata. It's the Guf that did it. Shemiyom Shepirashti Memenu, the day that I left him, I'm not making any sense. I'm just flying around in the sky like a bird. So it's the goof's fault. So each one can blame it on each other, and therefore we'll be patur. Amale. So the beat tells Antoninus, I'll give you a mashal to what this is analogous to. The king had a pardes na'e orchard. And he had there Bakurot naot. What's in Bakurot? He had figs. Beautiful, nice figs in the orchard. V'oshi bo shnei shomrim. So he put guards over there in order to protect the orchard. Echad higer. One guy was lame. V'echad someh. One guy was blind. So he's not worried because the blind guy can't see and the other guy can't walk. So they for sure can't eat it. Amadu higer l'someh. So the higer, the lame guy, tells the blind guy, "Bekorot naot anido." He says, "Wow, I see beautiful figs, bepardes, but I can't get there. Bo v'hirkibani, go carry me on your shoulders, and I'll guide you." Benibiem leochlam, lachav higer al gabes sumes. So the higer got on the sumes back. V'biyum v'achlum, the amim ba parpardes. So the ba parpardes came back after a few days. Amadeh bekorot naot echanin. Where my figs? Amadu Hegir, Klum Yeshli Raglai, what do you want from me? I don't even have legs. La'alech, I didn't take them bain. Amadu Sumi said, what are you looking at me for? The blind guy said, Klum Yeshli Ainaim Lirot, do I have eyes to see? I don't even know what you're talking about. Ma'asa, so the guy figured out what happened. What did he do? Hirkiv Hegir al Gabe Sumi, he put the Hegir on the Sumi's back, Vedan Rotam Ki'ar, he killed them both. But he beat them up, he says, that's what you did, I know what you did. So therefore, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevin Neshama Vezorka Beguf, God says, the goof blames on the neshama. The neshama blames on the goof. So what does God do when he punishes? He puts the neshama back into the goof. Vedan otam kehal. There's a combination. You both did it. Shnei emar, yikra el shamayim me'al ve'el aris ladin amo, yikra el shamayim me'azu neshama. Ve'el aris ladin amo zeh goof. God's going to call the shamayim and the aris. Meaning the neshama was from the shamayim and the goof is from the aris. He's going to call them together in order to judge them. Amad Antoninus let it be. Antoninus told the Benukas, why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? So Amati. And if it was the opposite, you'd also ask me a question. So what kind of question is that? And if it rose in the west and set in the east, you can say, why that? So, whatever happens, you're going to ask. Amad Hakikar, this is what I meant to say. Mipnema Shokad Ma'arav. Why does it settle in the west? Why does it have to go to the west? Which means, let it go, rise in the east, and go back to the east. Why does it have to go to the west? Amalek in the Nitin Shalom, Nekone. In order to give Shalom to its master, God is in the west. The Pazuk will say God is in the west. So the sun goes to the west and bows down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like to give God Shalom. So when the sun comes down in the west, it's bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei Emar, Usva Shamayim Necha Mishtahavim. Like we say in the Tefillah, Usva Shamayim, the heavenly bodies, Necha Mishtahavim, they bow down to you. Amale V'titi Ad Palgadir HaKevet Yaten Shalma V'ti'ul. Why doesn't it bow down in the middle of the sky? Why does it have to? Normally, when a servant bows in front of the king, he doesn't go directly up into the king's face. He stands away from him and he bows down. So let the sun go down in the middle of the sky. Why does it have to go all the way to the west? So he says, "Mishum pu'alim, mishum avrei derechim." For the workers, guys will be working in the middle of his field. He sees the sun straight up over his head, and all of a sudden, boom! It's going to go down. He's going to do his work. He's not going to know when sunset's going to be. Or you have, they're traveling, they see the sun is head up, And they figured have more towers are boom. It's not just going to go down in the middle of the day. It's going to confuse the world. You can't have that. You have to see the sun go all the way up and go down all the way to the west in order to make the world functional. I'm about the Antonius of the Bee. Antonius told the Rebbe Kadosh, Neshama me'ematai nitna ba'adam. When does the Neshama come into the person? Mish'at pekida, at the time of conception, or mish'at yitzida, or only after the child becomes formed, let's say, where his body becomes formed, and the limbs become formed, which is later on. Amale mish'at yitzida, so the Rebbe told him yitzida, after he becomes formed. Oh, amale efshar chaticha shel basar omedet shelosha yamim b'lo melach v'en ha'maslachat. You have a piece of meat, goes 3 days without salt, it gets spoiled. How could you tell me that the fetus is going to go days without a neshama if a piece of meat spoils without salt? Certainly a piece of meat, the fetus is going to spoil without a neshama. Am ela mishat pekida. Ela must come from the conception. Amar Rabbi davar ze lemedeni Antoninus. Antoninus taught me this hadush, which I agree with him. It comes from the conception. Umikra misayyo. And the pasuk supports him. Shnei emar ufkudatecha shameraru hayi. From the pekida. From the conception, Shamanaruha, you watched my spirit in me. When does the Yetzirah come into a person? Mish'at Yetzirah, from the time that he is formed, or Mish'at Yetzirah, or from the time he emerges from the womb. Mish'at Yetzirah. So he told him, yeah, at the time he said, once he's formed in his mother's womb. If the Yetzirah came in when he was in his mother's womb, the kid would kick his mother from the Yetzirah until he leaves. Ela mishat yitzia, ela must be what? Doesn't come into the person until he emerges. Amar davar Rabbi, davar zeh lemedani Antoninus. Antoninus told me this hadush. Umekra miseyo shenamar lepetach chatat robetz. Lepetach, at the entrance, or the petach of the mother's womb, chatat robetz. The sin is lurking, which means that's where the Yetzirah comes. Rishtakish rambeh. The Shlakish brought a contradiction in Pesukim. Ketiv, one Pesuk says, Bam Iver Upiseyach Hara Violedet Yahdav. Which it says in Tzichat HaMetim that the people that are going to come back are going to be what? They're going to be blind people, lame people, pregnant people, which means the way the person died, that's the way they're going to come back. Uchtiv, Az Yidale Ke'ayil, it says that they're going to be able to run like a gazelle. Piseyach V'taron Nashon Elim. And the limb, the mute person is going to be able to talk. Ki nifki'u b'midbar ma'im v'nechadim ba'arabah. So make up your mind. Are they going to come back as they were, or they're going to come back fixed? Haketzad omdim b'mumar u'mitrapein. They're going to come back with their blemish, and then they're going to be healed. So yes, both Pesukim are true. Ula rameh. Ula brought a contradiction. Ketiv, Bila mavet lanesa, umacha Hashem Elohim d'ma'am al kofanim. Says, Bila mavet lanesa. When Mashiach comes, there's not going to be any more death. Bila mavet lanesa. There's not going to be any more death. Uchtiv, ki ana'ar ben me'ah shana yamut. Lo yiyye misham od ul yamim. The Pasuk says, a person is going to die at 100, and they're going to call him a na'ar. Meaning there's going to be such longevity that 100 years old is going to be nothing. This 100 years old is going to say, oh, the na'ar died. The kid died. So you see what? There's going to be death. Make up your mind. You just said, B'la ma'avadanesa. Now you're saying the kid's going to die at 100. Like Hashem, can be Israel, can be Ovdei Kol Chaviv. Israel is going to live forever. The Goyim, they're going to have long life, but they're going to die. The Ovdei Kol Chaviv, my ba'u'atam, in Olam Abba, in Mashiach, there's going to be Goyim. Hanach tichtiv behu v'amdu zarim v'rosu nechem u'bnei nechar ikarechem v'kol mechem. Yeah, you need goyim to serve you. They're going to be the farmers, they're going to do your plowing, and all your work for you. Those are the goyim that we're talking about. They're going to be your shepherding. Rav Chazda rameh. Rav Chazda brought a contradiction in Pesukim. Ketiv v'hafra lebana u'busha chama. Says that the moon is going to go down. U'busha chama, the sun is going to be humiliated. Ki malach Hashem, so in front of the king. That's much for the atid. There's not going to be any more sun, there's not going to be any more moon. Uchtiv, v'ya ora lebana kol hachama. V'ora hachama, yesh shev'atayim kol shev'atayamim. It says that the moon is going to become like the sun, and the sun is going to shine 7 times greater. Make up your mind, is there going to be these items, or are they going to be... Or they're not going to be, like Hashem. כאן ימות המשיח, כאן העולם הבא. There's two stages. There's ימות המשיח, there's going to be the sun and the moon. You're just going to get bigger. But after that stage of Mashiach, there's going to be olam haba. Then already you just have the Shekhinah. There's not going to be any light of any sun or moon. ונשמואל דאמר, אין בין העולם הזה לימות המשיח, אלא שימות גלויות בלבד. According to Shemuel, that says, there's not going to be any change in the world between this world and when Mashiach comes, except that the kingdoms are going to be subjugated to us. There is no sun, no moon, they're going to change and all that. So how can you tell me in Olam HaMashiach, the sun is going to be like the moon is going to be like the sun is going to be seven times. Shmuel holds there's not going to be any difference between the times of Mashiach to this world except subjugation of Malkut. That's Kasha. Kam b'machaneh tzadikim, kam b'machaneh shechina. Depends where you are. Which means in the Mahaneh of the Yisrael, in Olam Haba, when the Olam HaMashiach, in Mahaneh Yisrael, there's going to be the sun is going to be bigger. Olam Haba, I'm sorry. The sun is going to be bigger, and the moon is going to be bigger. However, in the Mahaneh Shekhinah, where God's presence is going to be, as an inner place, the presence of God is going to be so strong that the sun and the moon are not going to be even manifest. Correct. Continue. Rava Rame. Rava, we're going to catch this in the Pesukim. Ketiv. Ani amit v'hayeh. The Pasuk says, I'm going to kill the people. People will die. I bring death. And I also bring life. So it's mashma what? The way they die, that's the way they come back. I'm going to give them makot, but I will heal them. It's mashma that they're going to be healed from their wounds. Make up your mind. Are they going to come back as is? Or is God going to heal them? First, what I killed, I'm going to bring back to life. And then only after they come back, what I smote, what I caused blemished, I will heal. I am going to be mimit, but then I will bring them back to life again. Who says it's Sarayat HaMitim? Ani mimit umchayeh. I killed this person, and somebody else was born. It's like the world. People die, and other people are born. Who told you it's talking about the same person? Tamud omar mahatzti v'ani irpa. With the end of the pasuk. I will smite them and heal them. Ma mechitza urfua be'echa. Just like when God's going to smite the person, he's going to heal the same person. Correct? Af mita v'chayim be'echa. So too, the first part of the pasuk is referring to the same guy. Ani mimit umchayeh, the same person. Mikan. This is a proof to those people that say there's no Tehayat HaMetim in the Torah. Tanya Amar b'Meir Menan Tehayat HaMetim in the Torah Shnei Amar Az Yashir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael et Hashira Hazot. By Moshe says Az Yashir Moshe Rabbeinu is going to sing future. Shar Lo Ne'emar. It doesn't say Az Shar, then he's saying in the past tense, Ela Yashir. It means there's going to come a time when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to sing again. Mikan et hayat hametim min haTorah. Kayot say, but ata omer, Az yibnei Yoshua mizbeach laHashem. It says, then Yoshua is going to build a mizbeach laHashem. Bana lo ne'emar. Don't say he built. Ela yibnei. Mikan et hayat hametim min haTorah. Ela me'ata, Az yibnei Shlomo bama. Then, Az. Yibnei Shlomo is going to build a bama, a mizbeach. Lechemosh shekutz Moav. That's the Avodah Zarah of Moav. Hacheneme di Yibnei. You tell me he's going to build this in the future? Ela ma'aleh alav v'katuv ki'ilu bana. Ela, what's the pshat? The pasuk, meaning, over there the derash is, the night he's going to build it, the pasuk, he didn't build it for Shlomo. But his wives did it. But by his wife doing it, they gave him the credit. It's as if he built it. Which means that the Pasuk is not saying you're saying Yibnei, he's going to do it, means he's going to do it. It doesn't mean he's going to do it. Moshe is going to sing. Yeshua is going to build the Mizbeach. As Yibnei Shlomo. Ki'ilu Yibnei Shlomo. Why? Because he didn't rebuke his wives. That did it. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.